Pod People.
Relax. Breathe. Welcome to Ghost Honey's
Dream Machine.
Greetings, gentle listeners. Lately, I've been thinking a lot about the act of collecting. Are any of you collectors? My whole life, I've felt compelled to gather and bring home small inanimate objects. There's never been any rhyme or reason to the things that I collect. My shelves and walls are filled with everything from unique-looking rocks and seashells to dead butterflies and abandoned vintage photographs that I adopted from thrift stores. It feels like some sort of primal urge or magpie-like genetic trait that's passed down through the family. I often don't even remember how I've come to collect some of the things that I own. For example, as I was preparing to move cross-country into this big old house that my aunt left me, I was cleaning out my cold dirt floor basement and found two grocery bags full of river stones that I didn't even remember putting down there. I couldn't justify moving literal bags of rocks across the country, but I couldn't bring myself to just dump them in the garden in my backyard. I think I snuck one rock into a box filled with other memories and trinkets and donated the rest. I don't know why, but that seemed like the best option at the time. I think my thought process was, maybe someone will be drawn to these rocks, like I was, and want to give them a good home. Even now, as I reminisce on my various collected treasures, I am looking down at an owl figurine that I have no memory of collecting. It's a small brown plastic owl, maybe 2 inches tall, sitting on a green tree stump. It doesn't look like it's worth very much. Like it could be one of those small $1 souvenirs that you would get from the zoo. I have no idea where he came from or how long I've had him, but I love my little plastic owl friend. Is it silly to be an almost 30-year-old man and love filling my house with rocks, sticks, seashells, and cute little inanimate objects as intensely as I do? I have photos in the archives of my phone of him, back in one of my college apartments, sitting on the windowsill next to a very tarnished, thrifted silver teapot and a crystal ball that I stole from my sister. If you move forward in time, 3 years on my phone, I have photos of him sitting on the bedside table of my old attic bedroom in Ohio. I think I have a photo of him in every apartment I've ever lived in. Maybe it's time that I give him a name. Sorry, can you all hear that? It sounds like an ice cream truck, which would normally be exciting, but it's winter and a little past midnight right now. Please excuse me while I take a sneaky peek around my curtains. Yeah, that's definitely an ice cream truck. Well, gentle listeners, should I paint the scene for you? It's a particularly cold and hazy night here in Southern California, and there is currently, an electric pink ice cream truck parked directly under a street lamp in my cul-de-sac. Or, at least I think it's an ice cream truck. I've never seen one that looks like this, but not many other vehicles are this fluorescently colored or play nursery rhymes from a speaker. Maybe this is a performance art piece? Or maybe a pop-up? I would normally advise against approaching any ice cream truck this late at night, but my journalistic instinct and sweet tooth are imploring me to investigate. I'm sorry, gentle listeners. I had a great one-sided conversation planned around my top 30 favorite types of seashells to collect, but I think it'll have to wait for another day. If you'll please pardon the pun. Let's get the scoop on what's going on with this ice cream truck. Oh, God, that was good. Ugh, I hate walking down these stairs at night. Okay, be brave, be brave. Hello? Is anybody there?
Hello.
Oh, hi. I've never seen an ice cream truck do their rounds this late at night before. Are you some kind of ice cream truck for the nocturnal?
Aren't the stars particularly bright tonight? Venus is positively radiant.
Oh, yeah. Do you by any chance have any of those small SpongeBob ice creams? The ones with the two lopsided bubblegum eyes? Ugh, those were my favorite growing up.
Ooh. Oh, no, sorry. I don't have any iced creams.
What?
I have sunglasses.
Huh? Wait, why are you selling sunglasses out of an ice cream truck?
Ugh, don't you just love this song?
Yeah, I guess. Wait, is sunglasses code for something?
No codes, just sunglasses.
Okay. Can I see the sunglasses?
No.
How come?
I'm a little worried that you'll pick a frame that doesn't best flatter the shape of your face.
This is all incredibly confusing. I don't mean to question the legitimacy of your livelihood or business model, but do you sustain yourself by only selling sunglasses out of an ice cream truck at night?
I think you should try on... Oh! These ones.
Oh, those are kind of gorgeous.
I know.
I do love a tortoiseshell pattern. Wow. Oh, they're the perfect proportion for my face. How much?
How much what?
How much money for the sunglasses?
You can just trade me something personal that you deem worthy of the same value.
Oh. I'm not sure what I don't really have anything on me I think I could trade.
What about that object in your right side jacket pocket?
I don't have anything in my pockets. Oh, wait. This is my owl figurine?
Sold! Gimme, please.
That's weird. I don't remember even grabbing it on the way out.
I will gladly trade you those sunglasses, which look great on your rectangle-shaped face, for your small, nameless owl figurine.
How did you know he doesn't have a name?
Those glasses do look so lovely on you.
Oh, okay, yeah. Sure, why not? It's a deal. Sunglasses are probably more useful here in Los Angeles than small plastic owl figurines, right?
Thank you for your business.
Ghost Honey's Dream Machine will be back after this break. Greetings, gentle listeners. I hope you've been doing well. I am so excited to talk to you today about my very first book. It's called Gentle Chaos: Poems, Tales, and Magic. This book is a collection of poems, images, personal stories, and vignettes that explore magic, queerness, lost history, love, and death, and the enchantment and comfort to be found in the weird, the dark, and the different. There's also pictures of teeth. The holiday season is fast approaching, and this book could make the perfect gift for the sensitive, death-obsessed weirdo in your life. And you can purchase it now wherever you buy books. Not only is there a book, but there is also a companion oracle card deck, a guided journal, and an audiobook recorded by yours truly, available wherever you listen to books. I hope you enjoy this book just as much as I do, and happy holidays from me to you. This episode of Ghost Honey's Dream Machine is brought to you by The Color Blue. Ancient Greeks didn't perceive it. It's the rarest color to appear in nature. And it's your dad's favorite color, probably, too. Welcome back, gentle listeners. What just happened? I hope I didn't accidentally trade my soul or something. That would be so embarrassing. Who was that guy? I hope I did the right thing.
Moon, what do you think? Was that a smart trade?
The measure of your life will not be in what you accumulate, but in what you give away. Dr. Wayne Dyer.
Yeah, okay, but do you think it was smart to trade away my owl figurine like that? I don't even think it was worth very much, and...
Can items have sentimental value to you if you can't even remember where they came from?
A wise old owl lived in an oak. The more he saw, the less he spoke. The less he spoke, the more he heard. Why can't we all be like that wise old bird?
Did you just tell me to shut up?
Did you love the owl?
I don't know. I just feel a little bad now because that owl has lived with me for so long. I feel like I just abandoned it or traded away a little piece of myself. I think I'm feeling buyer's remorse.
Or barter's remorse?
The owl isn't real.
Yeah, you're right.
Nothing is real.
Okay, Jesus. Okay, calm down, Moon. It's too late for this kind of talk. I'm feeling vulnerable and not in a good way.
I can't explain it, but I feel kind of weird. Almost like I just woke up from a fever dream. Why did I make that trade? I did love that nameless little owl figurine. We'd been through so much together, even if I can't remember where I got it. Also, I don't ever leave my house. I'm not going to use these sunglasses, even if they do complement the shape of my face. I haven't even seen the sun in like 3 days. I hope that guy doesn't do anything sinister to that owl. And why was he so excited? And why did he have an ice cream truck with not even one of those red, white, and blue ice pops inside? Every ice cream truck has those. Also, why am I just now thinking of these things? Was I in a trance? I normally love to support creative endeavors and non-traditional career paths, but I fear I may have been bamboozled just now. Ugh, I feel like such a beautiful fool. I don't think it's silly to pour your heart into tiny inanimate objects. If anything, it feels like a part of the human experience. If you think about it, we love to love things, even if they're not real. We do it without even being taught when we're young. I loved playing with dolls and beanie babies and making up stories. I think collecting rocks and seashells and strange trinkets is a natural progression of that. I loved looking at that little plastic owl and reliving the memories attached to him, and making up little stories of where he came from and what his little owl life was like before he met me. The little plastic owl adventures he might have had. Ugh. I think I'll keep an ear open and an eye out for that ice cream man. Or whatever that man was. Ooh, if he ever comes back around here, I'm gonna insist that we trade back. I don't care if these sunglasses are more practical. I want my little nameless friend back. No, I will get him back. Well, gentle listeners, I hope you found this episode informative, I guess. Or at least a healthy combination of gently unnerving and mildly entertaining. Hold your inanimate objects close tonight. And if you live in Ohio and ever come across a bag of rocks at a thrift store, will you let me know if they're okay? And also let them know that I think about them often. Thanks. And sweet dreams.
Ghost Honey's Dream Machine was written by me, Tyler Gaysa. It was co-created by me and my friends at Pod People, who make this lovely little podcast come to life. Rachel King, Matt Saff, Chris Jacobs, Danielle Roth, Morgan Foose, and Anne Fuse. Special thanks to Barbara Jones and Mark Fisher at Outshine Talent and all my family and friends. If you love Ghost Honey's Dream Machine, the best thing you can do is share it with a friend. And if you're an overachiever, please leave a glowing review and rate us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can follow me at Ghost Honey on TikTok and at Tyler Gaysa everywhere else to stay tuned on all Dream Machine news. And please, if you feel so inclined, go ahead and submit your own dreams at the link in any of my social media bios. I may include it in an upcoming episode. Bye for now.